SRN News, I'm John Scott. On the National Mall this afternoon, the March for Life has begun.
It's a little chilly out there today, but I hope that you're staying warm in your hearts. We are so, so happy to have you. I am Jeannie Mancini, and I'm honored to serve as president of the March for Life. And on behalf of our entire wonderful, hardworking team, I would like to welcome you to the 52nd March for Life, the largest annual human rights demonstration in the world.
Today's march will be featuring Vice President J.D. Vance. Pro-lifers will address this year's theme, Life, Why We March. Organizer Jeannie Mancini says the national event will serve as a reminder of the basic truth that every life has inherent human dignity from the start. After a noon rally on the Washington Mall, participants will march to the Capitol Building and Supreme Court. Also at SRNNews.com, President Trump is in hurricane-battered western North Carolina before heading on to survey wildfire-ravaged Los Angeles. He's expected to meet with California lawmakers. Correspondent Jennifer King.
The White House has asked California congressional members to hold a round table in an airplane hangar in Santa Monica during Trump's visit. California officials have pushed back against the notion of withholding federal aid as wildfires continue to threaten Los Angeles. Trump will follow the disaster tour with a victory rally in Las Vegas on Saturday, where he plans to start detailing how he can begin keeping a campaign promise to exclude tips from federal taxes. I'm Jennifer King.
Sales of previously occupied U.S. homes fell in 2024 to a nearly 30-year low. The National Association of Realtors said that existing U.S. homes fell 0.7% from 2023, the weakest year for home sales since 1995. This is SRN News. A new Muslim terrorist group is operating in Nigeria.
The African country is already beset with two such organizations, Boko Haram and the Fulani Herdsmen, and now Lakarawa has arrived. It's not actually a new group, but it's been terrorizing neighboring Mali and Niger for a number of years. But now Lakarawa has set its sights on Nigeria, killing numerous Christians in the country's troubled northern region recently. Tens of thousands of believers have died at the hands of Islamic terrorists over the last decade. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A poll by the Public Religion Research Institute finds that a majority of white evangelicals agree that with the statement, being Christian is an important part of being truly American. But the poll also reveals that 55% of Hispanic Protestants also agree, as do nearly 40% black Protestants. And many also agree that U.S. law should be based on Christian values. This is SRN News. Pakistan's legislature is moving to pass a controversial bill that would give the government sweeping controls on social media. BBC correspondent Andvarajan Athirajan.
Journalist organizations in Pakistan say the bill has been passed without proper consultation. They are concerned that any content critical of judges, the armed forces, or other authorities may be blocked from social media. But the government argues that the sole purpose of the bill is to stamp out fake news.
The move by the government to pass the bill comes nearly a year after Pakistan blocked the X platform. Despite Syrian President Assad's ouster last month, some 90% of the country remains deep in poverty. Half the population, that's some 12 million people, don't know where their next meal will come from. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.